So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned about a non-Jew living in the Mavoi who refuses to rent his rights in the Mavoi to the Jewish neighbors. The Gemara presents two suggestions for making it permissible to carry in the Mavoi. Abaye suggested, Zilu betilu rishasai chulika bichad. All the Jews should give up their rights to one Jew, which will then create a situation of one Jew and one non-Jew in the Mavoi, in which case Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that one is permitted to carry even without an Eruv. When Rava heard the suggestion, he said, if they do this every Shabbos, the members of that Mavoi will forget about the concept of Shituv and Mavois entirely. If we insist that they make a Shituv, they will get the false impression that a Shituv works even when there is a non-Jewish resident who is not renting his Rishus. Announcing that this Shituv is merely a formality and actually halachically invalid and not necessary is not sufficient, either because will the announcement be effective for the children? The children will only remember what was done, not what was announced. Elam Rava. Instead, Rava suggests that one of the Jews should become friendly with the non-Jew and get permission to use his place for storage, thereby making the Jew schirei v'lakita, like an employee or a farmhand of the non-Jew. The schirei v'lakita can participate in the shitav as if he is the resident of that chatzar, neutralizing any effect the non-Jew has on the mavi. If there are multiple employees, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, they do not have to all participate in the Erev. Gufa. When Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said this din of Schir V'Lakita, Rav Nachman commented, Kamam Al Yehoshmaita, how good is this teaching? However, when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Shas Revias Yayin Al Yoyre, somebody who drank Revias of wine should not paskin halachas, Rav Nachman said, Loima Al Yehoshmaita, this statement is not accurate, because on the contrary, Revias of wine actually helps clear one's mind. Parenthetically, Rava tells Rav Nachman, it's not appropriate to single out one teaching as opposed to others as being particularly beautiful because it diminishes the honor of Torah. Amar lehadribi. Rav Nachman regretted having done so, and as Rashi adds, he said, I will not do this again. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna, shasui al yispal, vim hispal, tfilasi tfila. One who drank wine, but is still sober enough to speak properly before a king, may not daven, but if he does daven, his tefillos are valid. Shikr al yispal, v'mispal tefillos t'eiv. A person intoxicated, to the point that he cannot speak properly before a king, may not daven, and his tefillah is t'eiv, an abomination. This distinction between shasoi and shikr was taught by one of two amiram, who were taking leave of each other and said, let us each say halacha that the other one has not heard. As Mori Barav Huna taught, one should always take leave of his friend with a word of halacha by which they will remember each other. The second Amara taught, when a person achieves wealth with little work, such as taking the possessions of a deceased convert or marrying a wealthy woman or having profit in a business deal or having found a valuable object, he should either buy a sefer Torah or write tefillin with some of the money. Rashi explains, in the merit of the mitzvah, the rest of the money will last. The Gemara returns to the issue of drinking wine. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Derech Mil, Vishina Kalshu, Mafigin Esayayin. If a person drank a revius of wine, traveling 1 mil or sleeping a bit diminishes the effect of the wine. But if he drank more than that, travel and sleep will only increase its effect. The Gemara quotes a braisa from which we learn 7 halachas from 2 incidents involving Rami Gamliel. In the first incident, Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Lai to pick up a loaf of bread and give it to a Gentile who Rabbi Gamliel was able to identify with Ruach HaKodesh. This part of the story teaches 3 things. She'im avir na lo eichlin, one may not walk past food and leave it on the ground. The Gemara later clarifies that in later generations, this is no longer applied to whole loaves of bread because B'nais Yisrael perutzis b'chshafim. Many Jewish women practice witchcraft, and whole loaves of bread may be a trap to cast a spell on the person. Since the majority of passerbys were non-Jews, we may not eat the bread because it probably was Pasachim. From the fact that Gamliel allowed Rameloi to give the bread to a Gentile, knowing that the Gentile will likely do a favor in return, we see that it is mutter to benefit from chametz of a goy after Pesach. The story continues that Gamliel would not sit on the bezdin to be matir neder until he had walked 3 milin to dull the effects of wine he had drunk. From this we learn 4 things. Shervius yain her talki meshaker, revius of Italian wine, the amount Gamliel had drunk, causes intoxication. Shikr al yaira, an inebriated person may not paskin. Derech mefigis ayin, traveling dulls the effect of wine. Eimaftir in the darim leirachav v'lemhalach v'leomid eliyoshiv. We do not nullify in the darim while riding, walking, or standing, only while sitting. The Gemara later clarifies that Gamliel holds peisken becharata. We must find specific grounds for regret before annulling a neder, which requires clarity and focus. Therefore, the dain must sit. However, other tanaim who hold in peisken becharata, we do not have to find grounds for regret before annulling a neder. It can be done even while walking because it does not require much thought. The Gemara concludes its question that we see from this braisa that only walking 3 mil, not just 1 mil, dulls the effects of wine. The Gemara gives two answers. Shani yain he talki de meshaker tfei. Italian wine is different because it is more intoxicating. Or rochel shani. Since Gamliel was riding an animal and not walking, it took a longer distance for the wine to dissipate.